Okay, we are in Pei Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah is following Hamoshiv es ishto chenvanis oshemina apichopia harizem ashbia calls man shiyutza. So if a person makes his wife in charge of his store, his business, Rashi says chenvanis limkor yeno uperosov bechanus, so she's going to run his storefront. Or he makes her apotropia, Rashi says, Lahachnis, Lahotzi, Peirosa, Veliskor, Po'alim, Velisa, Velita. And he makes her the manager of his finances, of his business. And we'll see that this is really Lav Dafka, a person's wife. It's any person who he has working for him. But it seems like the reason for using wife is it's like even your wife. Right? And that's the reason why it explains wife. But so that person's wife holds either of these positions. So what happens? Hareze mashbiin kozman jiyutza. You can make her take an oath anytime you'd like. Rashi says mashbiya. Rashi says shelo ikva biyada klum. Right, make her take an oath that she didn't steal something or cook the books in some way and save some money on the side for herself. So you can make her take an oath anytime you'd like. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says afila al pilcha va'al yisasa. You can even make her take an oath on the spindle or on her dough. So we're going to have to see what this means as we move ahead. But the point is that, in some way it means that, if she's spinning thread or she's baking and she has, some thread or she has some dough, which is, as we talked about so many times, that, that the finances, the money belongs to the husband. So if that's true, again, seemingly what Rabbi Elazar is saying is that you can make her take an oath either on those things to make sure that she hasn't stolen some of that. So the Gemara wants to know, you buy a little. Rabbi Eliezer, al yide gilgol kamar, olach hachila kamar. Rabbi Eliezer says this, he's talking about, gilgol doesn't mean, past lives. That's not talking about halacha concept. Gilgol meaning, like, because of the fact that you're already, when he says you can make her take a shua on these other things, right, on the thread or on the dough, what's that because of? So is that because you already have made her, in charge of other things, and since she's in charge of other things, and you can make it take a shua on those things, so you can roll it over in a sense and make it apply. You can make a shua on other things also. Meaning really, I couldn't ask her to take a shua on the spindle or on the dough, but because meaning lichachila, I can't do that. But because I already have her in charge of other pieces of my property or of my business, so now okay, I did gilgal, meaning as an extension, I can also make her take an oath on those things also, or is it lechachila? Meaning I can always ask her. That's just something I can do. Right? Rashi says I did gilgal kamar the shami latanakama the amar mashbia ala pachapsus valapircha v'isosa v'filo I did gilgal al ye gilgal shuas apachapis. The cave of the Shua's Apachabas, the Rabbanan, Shua Achrisi, right? I can make it take a Shua Achrisi. The Asr, Rabbi Dazel Meymar, Hecha the Hoshiva Chenvanis, Migo de Mishtabat, Perchopsis, since I already can have her take a Shua on the Apachabasness of herself. Right, Mishtabat, Nami, I de Gilgal, Apilcha Vaisasa. Right, the Megaglin, Midrabbanan, Melata, there's a concept, Midrabbanan, like I can be Megagal, I can kind of extend it. Oh, says Rashi, the Chachila Kamar, the Fil Lomina Apachabia. Mashbiya apilcha sharei apachup says he, right? The fact that she is, working in my house, she's my wife, she works in my house and does these things, so she's automatically an apachupis. And then is that the reason why on the spindle and on the dough, he's allowed to make you take it off? So which one is it? So is this really just an extension? It's only when she's already an apachupis, then as an extension, you can make her take it off on other things? Or no, you could always, your brother is saying no, on these other things, you can always make it take it off. So Tashma, try to prove it. One way or the other. Amr lola Rabbi Elazar, they said to Rabbi Elazar, Ein adam dar im nachash bekiva. Right? If this whole thing sounded kind of harsh, right, not so good for Shalom Bayis, so the Gemara assumed that also, right? Person can't live with a, live together with a snake in a sack, right? It's not, you can't live with someone who's constantly attacking you, right? Rashi says, bekiva besoch kupa achatz, in one box, right, with a snake. It's not going to work, right? It's too much, basically. So, shapir, right? Meaning, if you want to say that this whole idea is lechachila, meaning it's in any marriage ever, right? The husband can always say to his wife, "Hey, Did you take an extra pinch of the dough off the challah and you have to take a shua that you didn't do it? Like, yikes, that's like too much here, right? If that was true, right? So then I get it. That's why you said you can't live with a snake in a box. It's too crazy. It's too much pressure, right? So if you're telling me that this whole rule that Rabbi Lezer was talking about was lechachila, in any case you can do it, then I get it. Shepherd, then I understand the attack on him, right? But if it's just that it's ayah de gilgul, right? It's just that he can, you know, extend the shua that he already can make because they already have this special arrangement. So then what's the big difference, right? What's the big difference? Why all of a sudden now are you so annoyed? You know, now I can't live in a box with him. She already has this rule that he can make her take it off. So he says, no. The Amra Lay came in didayakt but basrai kulei hai lomad sina da'adur badach. No, the answer is, that's not true. Even the first scenario where, you know, what you're saying is that Ayde Gilgal, look, when it comes to the shop, I get it. The shop, any person who works in the shop, you want to be careful that they're not, you know, taking things off the side, off the top, etc. That's much more normal. But the dough I'm baking in the house, that's too much. Right? You're too intense. Right? So maybe you could argue that would be true even if it was just Ayde Gilgal. But extending it that far, that again, needs to be back to Rabbi Lezer, it's too much. And that you could even call that Ein Adam Darim Nachash Bekviva. So there's no there's no proof either way from this mimer. So let's try again.
Is the Gemara suggesting that the husband has reason to suspect his wife?
No. Okay. No, not per se. Uh-huh. It's just that there's a setup. Yeah, this isn't a good one to bring home today. Yeah, so like, yeah, but I think the point is that, and again, this is sort of the point is that certainly in the scenario where she was at the Chanvanis of the Apotropia, like, she gets treated like everybody else who would work there. Which, by the way, is neged the, you know, what we said last week. We saw the story of the husband of Basra Chista, right? Who said, like, I know my wife, she would never lie. Right, and that he could use that in the story. Here, it's kind of taking the opposite side, but it's not because there's something to suspect per se, but presumably it's because every person is dealing with finances. You never know, right? But yes, it is true. There's like a lack of trust here that seems to be coming through. Yeah, Tashma. So let's try again. Hare shalo pater est ishto mina neder u mina shua voshiva chen vanis. So if he didn't say to his wife that she is Petura from a nether Roshua, if he had said that, then she obviously wouldn't take a nether Roshua, but he didn't pat her. And then he makes her, again, in charge of his business or in charge of, you know, a storekeeper, etc. He can make her take a Shua anytime he wants. Lo shiva chanvanis for lo min apachapa. But if he doesn't make her a chanvanis and doesn't make her an apachapa, ain't no yachal ashviya. He can't make a tiraf. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af apisha lo shiva han chanvanis for lo min apachapa, hareze mashviya komashi yitze, kosmanshi yitze. She ain't lacha isha shlo nasa apachapa, sha'achat bechai baila. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it doesn't matter. It's automatic. Since she is responsible for her husband's stuff, you can always make her take an oath, even if she wasn't officially elected some special job. And then he continues to say, Al Pilcha Valisasa Amrulo Ain Anam Daim Nachash Bekvifa. Right? And then when it comes to Al Pilcha Valisasa, they said to him, you can't a person can't live with a nachash in the box. So Shmamina, the Chachila Shmamina. So you see from here, actually I wonder one thing. They want to prove from here that what? That it's always, right? He can always make her take the Shavua. It has nothing to do, it's not a Gilgal per se. And I guess the answer, why is it, how do you see that in Rabbi Eliezer? Because you see that his argument was that she's always in charge of something, right? And the question here with Pilcha Yisasa is just like, again, just it's just like the next stage of what something is kind of already true. He always thought it was true. And there's no need for some special appointment. Right, so in which case you see that he's not. It's not only Ayde Gilgal that it's some special appointment. It's in all cases, right, presumably. Okay, Shmamina. Fine. So you see that he meant it, even lechachila. Fine. So they feel like they prove it. Okay. Okay, next Mishnah. And this is like an extension of this conversation about making her taking a neder or shvua. So, cause of law, neder shvua in li alayich. Let's say a person writes to his wife, writes it in a shtar, or the truth is he says it about a pet also would work also. The Gemara doesn't explain what shvua we're talking about per se, but it's not only this case. So, cause of neder shvua in li alayich. I'm not going to ask you to make it take a neder shvua. So then he can make it take a shua. Ava mashpia hu es yorsheha. But once if she dies and she has yorshim, he can make her yorshim take a shua. Okay. There's a bayim birshusa and everyone comes after her. Neder shua in the alayich ba yorshayich. Let's say he says, I won't make you take a neder shua yourself or your yorshim. Val bayim birshusaich. He said that. In yachashvia lohi lo yorsheha v'la bayim birshusa. He can't make any of the people herself. Her yorshim, anyone who comes in her stead, take a shua. Aval yorshav mashbino sav. It's yorshav. It's bayim reshusa. Everybody, his yorshim can make her or anyone else who comes in her stead take a shua. Neder shua in li below the yorshai below the bayim reshusi. Alayich by yorshayich al bayim reshusayich in yachal ashbia lahu below the yorshav below bayim reshuso. Right? If he specifies it, me and any of my yorshim, anyone who comes to my place, and you, or any people come to your place, then none of the people can make anybody take a shua. Okay? Halcha mikever b'ayla lebeis aviha. Let's say her husband passes away, and she goes immediately back to live in her father's house. Or she goes immediately to her father-in-law's house. V'lo nasis apetropia. But she never is made in charge of her husband's, her former husband's estate, ain hayorshim mashbin osa. So then the yorshim can't again ask her to take a shua on anything that she got from the husband because she never really got it. She went straight to her father's house or her father-in-law's house. Vimnasis apetropia, but if she became the apetropia, hayorshim mashbin osa ala asid lovo. Right, then the yorshim can make her take a shua on whatever happens from now going forward because she's the apetropia. Ve'ei mashbin osa al mashavar, but they cannot make her take a shua on things that happened in the past. So when we get into the Gemara next week, we'll figure out like what these shuas are talking about. The Gemara asks the shua ma'avidita, like what shua are we talking about? How does this play out? So that we'll figure out next week when we pick up the half page.